Blog Talk Radio.
Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and I'm happy that everyone is here. Brother Bill is here. Brother Marshall is around somewhere. And all of you are here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so we want to thank the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy, for his kindness, for his love, for his protection of us. And we want to thank him for another opportunity to come together around his word and in his presence together as we fellowship in Jesus' name. A special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Protestant Internet church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time that happens to be wherever you are. Amen? Praise the Lord. We're so glad that you could join us. The Lord has a rich word for us. He always does. He's always pruning us, and we're learning to grow. Amen. Praise God. We pray that you had a beautiful and safe Christmas season and enjoyed your event. Even for those of you who chose to just sleep in all day, you got some much-needed rest. God bless you. Amen. So, I want to thank the Lord for everything he's done for us. You know, we only have one more broadcast before we close out 2021 together. And it's really interesting, you know, looking back at this past year. We've gone through a lot of things. We've learned a lot of spiritual warfare. We've grown. We've developed. We've changed. And we're not the same people that we were when the year started. We know more about God. We're closer. Well, what do you mean closer? That means our fellowship has improved. Amen? We've learned that we should not ignore the Holy Spirit. Amen? We even had a fast on developing and improving our relationship with our Heavenly Father. So, saints, we're well on our way to the place where Jesus has called us to. Not every church has this, as you well know. Not every church has this. But we do. And so we're moving along in the things of God. Now, if you happen to have what we refer to as baggage, burdens, weights from 2021, I want to encourage you to leave them in 2021 and shake yourself and step into a new year filled with promise, filled with hope, filled with the love of God. Amen? All of that stuff that held you back, all of that stuff that hindered you and blocked you and caused you severe problems, in 2021, leave it in 2021. Don't carry it over into 2022. Amen? Thing that we have years. It helps us to separate time and to keep things in a chronological perspective. It also helps us to shake off the past and to walk into our future unfettered. So if you're one of those persons, you have drama, you know what that is, that seem to just want to hold on to you in 2021, loose yourself from the drama. Situations may continue, but loose yourself from the drama. Amen? And walk in to 2022 in the grace and power of Almighty God. Amen? Amen. In the grace and power of Almighty God. And if you thought it was extremely, extremely too much, and that you just messed up this, that, and the other, well, start over with the Lord again. Start over. You can start over. It's up to you. It's between you and the Lord. You can start afresh. Amen? Amen. So don't hold on to all of that junk and all of those weights and all of those bondages and things that were plaguing you during 2021. Leave them there. Bury them right there in 2021. And you move on without all that. You say, well, this circumstance, well, circumstances may still be there next year. But circumstances don't have to have you chained down. Amen? Amen. Circumstances don't have to chain you down. The weight of it doesn't have to have you in a yoke that's just too much. The Lord said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Anything else, it's time to throw it off. Amen. So we start this year off with a fresh perspective, hope, faith, and joy in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Somebody asked, well, do you make New Year's resolutions? Well, personally speaking, I haven't done that for decades. I just walk on with the Lord, and I allow him to order my steps, and that seems to work for me. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope that this year brings more growth, more love, more faith, more peace, and more joy into your life this coming year than all the years that you had prior to now. Amen? Amen. That is my hope for everyone. And I do believe that the Lord will answer our prayers. So, for those of you who are new, we want to invite you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link. And when the page comes up, click where it says guest and sign your name or your handle, whichever is the one you have preferred, and say hello to everyone. And everyone will say hello to you. Praise the Lord. We also want to bring to the attention of some of you that there's a link that says become a member of Miracle Internet Church. And you've been here for a while, but you've never done that. Well, now is a good time to do that. Amen? There's also a link that says become a global prayer warrior. For some of you that have been here for a while, well, praise the Lord. If the Holy Spirit leads you to do that, then you pray about it. If that's what the Lord wants, then you do that. Amen? Praise God. So, we're going to go on. For the new timers, we also meet on Sundays on the internet at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S. and whatever time it is, wherever you are. And we begin our services celebrating Holy Communion. So if you would care to join us on Sunday morning, then that would be wonderful. And you can come prepared with your elements to participate in Holy Communion. Amen? Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for the blood of Jesus. We want to thank you, Lord, that every time we came before you and confessed our fault, you forgave us and you cleansed us from all unrighteousness. We want to thank you that every prayer we've offered, you've listened to and received. We want to thank you that even the prayers that are in our hearts that we didn't know how to say, what was in our hearts to you, you heard those prayers as well. So we want to thank you, Father, for being the treasure of our lives, more precious than silver or gold could ever be. We want to thank you for being the true treasure in our lives. We want to thank you, Lord, for all of the miracles that you have done just this year. Just this year, we've had testimony after testimony after testimony of your marvelous works, Lord. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you that we are very much alive in the land of the living. We've had opportunities to leave, but your hand stayed with the enemy sent. So we want to thank you, Lord, that we're here, that we're alive, and that we're clothed and in our right mind. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you, Lord, for all the things you've taught us this year. Things about ourselves, about your word, about growing in you, about relating to others, about trusting you, about believing you. We want to thank you. We needed it. Every time you corrected us, we want to thank you. Every time you moved on our behalf, Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you because your mercies are new every morning, and you are continually faithful to us. We want to thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We realize, Lord, that some of our prayers may not have been answered, and we didn't necessarily understand why. So, Lord, we ask you to show us if any of these reasons is why our prayer was not answered. If we held unforgiveness in our hearts, Lord, even against ourselves, if we had bitterness and resentment, and we refuse to repent, Lord, show that to us, Lord. Remind us so that we can have our prayers answered in Jesus' name. If we refuse to be obedient to you in some matter, we ask, Lord, that you point that out to us and that you help us to come out of our stubbornness and our rebellion and our self-will. If we held hate in our hearts, even as self-pity, if we had condemnation and prejudices in our hearts, Lord, we ask you to show that to us, Lord, that we might repent. We give you praise. If we walked in doubt, if we walked in unbelief, if we weren't trusting you, if we allowed our doubt to negate our prayer, show us that, Lord, that we might change. We really do want our prayers answered. If we have unrepented sin in our lives, Lord, even the smallest sin, we ask you to point it out, Lord. There are willful acts and there are weaknesses and there are shortcomings. But you teach us how to overcome, Lord. We ask you to make that clear to us. We ask you, Father, if we're not taking proper care of the temple of the Holy Ghost, we ask you to teach us what we're doing wrong and help us to correct. If we're opening our mouths and touching your anointed servants, we ask you, Lord, to bring correction in our world. if we're allowing fear to cancel our prayers, Lord, we ask you to show us. Father, you're most gracious and kind, and we want to thank you for your kindness. We want to thank you for pointing out our areas where we're allowing the enemy to hinder or to block our prayers, Lord. We give you praise. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you for the holy word of God. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels and your praising angels, Lord. We thank you for your very presence, your tangible presence whenever we're together, Father. We thank you for delivering us from our fear. We thank you, Lord, that you're teaching us faithfulness and diligence. Amen. Faithfulness and diligence. Thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want, because you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So we cast down all imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring into captivity every thought that exalts itself against the word of God. We bring it captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. And, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, and open doors of access to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man, and we dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks. We return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar devils, electronic and digital demons, technology demons, and all of their attacks. We bind electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, mind control by the occult, EMF attacks, and such in Jesus' name. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, especially their psychic attacks, in Jesus' name. We bind all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits, sorcery devils, and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits, and their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, and all remote viewing. We bind all sonic and audio weapons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all the voices of the stranger in their attacks, and the charmers as well, in the name of Jesus. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils, all targeted radio frequency, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers. We bind all 5G and components in Jesus' name. And whatever is being released into the atmosphere to harm the people that is against the will of God in Jesus' name, we bind that work up in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for that. We overturn the all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind all Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, Celtic, European, American, Latin American, and Caribbean, black magic and white magic. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, Lord, we bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return all of those Morgellons attacks, all of that goo, we send it back. All of those particles, we send them back where they came from. All of those nanobots, we send them back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack to return to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide and all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. And we thank you, Lord, that we can bind every demon that is responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. Lord, we put them under the blood, the three of them. We place them under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, surrounded by the wall of fire. All evil done against them is returned to the sender in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs, the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, and supplanting the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, make-believe, fantasy, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices. We bind you, Jezebel, in Jesus' name. Lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, the spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bow, PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spy, every troll, and every infiltrator that has come to pretend to be a Christian when you are actually an agent of the devil. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. And we call for the judgment of the righteous judge against you now in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor, Father. We thank you for the word of God. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that has risen against us in judgment, we condemn it now in Jesus' holy name. Every thief is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every thief is bound in the name of Jesus. We forbid you to continue your thievery. Whether you're an internet thief, whether you steal off people's porches, whether you steal information on their debit cards and credit cards, if you're a cyber thief, we pull the secrecy and the darkness away from you in the name of Jesus, and we fully expose you in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. We appeal to the righteous judge, and we thank him for his judgment against you in Jesus' name. All your wickedness goes back to you, and you receive the reward of what you have done in Jesus' name. If you try to scheme money out of people on the internet, we bind you and we bind the work that you do in the name of Jesus. We expose you to the proper authorities, beginning with the authorities at the throne of God in Jesus' name. You sit there and wait at the end of a computer trying to find a way, trying to put in the right combination so you can steal from people. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind your combinations. We bind your thoughts of evil in Jesus' name. We bind your work of evil in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the judgment that is written against them to be executed now in Jesus' holy name. Lord, loose people from their grip in Jesus' name. We break their grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. Even if you work for the IRS, you're still a thief. Yes, the Lord says you're a thief. And we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. So what if you work for some Fortune 500 company? You're still a thief. So what if you work on Wall Street? You're still a thief. Ringe mention de rugusion de abraza la de Dios son de abri, sella de Dios son de abrisha tarabreca de Dios sota abre, ruda de abraca de Dios son de abrisha tarabreca de Dios sota abreca de. We bind the demons that keep your evil covered in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them and we send them into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment and all their reinforcements in Jesus' name. We send the wrath of God after you in the name of Jesus. You're wrong and you know you are. The Bible says, thou shalt not steal. You work for one of these companies that service ATM machines, and then you go in and find a way to steal people's information. We bind you in your evil in Jesus' name. You're a thief of the worst sort. And what you have sown, you will reap in Jesus' name. You steal people's passwords. Trying to break into their bank accounts. And we thank you, Lord, for recompensing tribulation to them in Jesus' name. Your entire syndicate of evil, we bind you in the name of Jesus. And then you have the nerve to send witchcraft against people. We send it right back to you in Jesus' name. We place you in the hands of the living God in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you go in the bank and you go in people's safe deposit boxes and you steal what is valuable to them. We come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. And the people that work there cover for you. You go through people's garbage and you go through people's paper trash trying to see what information you can steal. Lord of hosts, we ask you to release your armies against them in the name of Jesus Christ. Apprehend them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Shut down their syndicate in Jesus' name. Bring it to naught. Father, we thank you that you perfect the things that concern us in Jesus' holy name. Let your judgment fall on the wicked in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride in the name of Jesus Christ and his entire kingdom. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baphomet and 72, Baselech, Molech, Python, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of all and every demonic weapon, fireball, poisons, voodoo pen and doll, whole hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources, especially those that use the computers to do their sin, wickedness, evil, and nastiness in Jesus' name. We send that back to you. It's yours. You love cursing, so let it return to you in Jesus' name.
Risa tara brisha tara bruka ti tere brisha tere di dia. Roko tara brisha tere di dio soto roro ya sendere brisha ti isa ba 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 ba. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the lay of the sin. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, all the dirty cops, from the NSA to the FBI to the CIA and whatever group they work with, we ask you, Lord, to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, when your judgments and your justice are in the earth. We thank you, Lord, for your justice and your judgments in the earth. And we thank you, Lord, for uncovering all evil in these places, in law enforcement, every branch of law enforcement, and every branch of the government, in every nation on the earth, in Jesus' name. We call for the judgments on these governments, tyranny and evil, in the name of Jesus. We appeal to the righteous judge in Jesus' name, and we call for the judgments of the Lord, the judgments of the righteous judge. We ask him to release his host against the wickedness that is done in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father, in the name of in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the spies and the trolls and the infiltrators that come up to our prayer room trying to spy on what people are praying. Your spying will not stop our prayers. Our God is mighty. He is almighty. And so we thank you, Father, for your judgment against all such in Jesus' name. Ruka de rebrisha la de osun de rebriki sita rebri. Erusun la de osuta. May they receive the just punishment for what they have done in Jesus' name. Rige terabrusha terabriki sita rebriki ala la de osuta. Erusita rebruko de rebrishiti arukusa. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we rejoice with you, Lord, that our names are written in heaven. We thank you for your blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like the flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And we bind the power of the enemy against the finances of innocent people in Jesus' name. We bind all the power of the enemy against the finances of normal, honest, hardworking people in Jesus' name. We forbid you to continue, and we turn you over to the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, whom we serve and obey. We come against, we bind the work of those evil charlatans who get up there and pretend that they're selling something on the internet, and all they're trying to do is get people's information and steal their financial data. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your thoughts, we bind your actions, we bind your deeds, we bind your wickedness in Jesus' name. We place you in the hands of God, the Holy Spirit. We call on the righteous judge for his judgment against you now And we ask him to release it in the name of Jesus Christ. Stolen property returned in Jesus' name. Ruka de Brusha la de Yosund de Brichette de Broco de Ridia, Ricaste de Rio Sutra Brique de Rio Sutra Brique Sete, Sulla la de Sutra Brique de Rio Sutra Brique de Rio Su, Racate de Brichette de Brique de Rio Sutra Brische Chatarabri, Rucote de Brichette de Brichette de Brusse, Yarra la de Yosund de Brichette de Brusse de Brachia la de Yosu, Ricate de Brichette de Broco de Brichi di. Riste de Brucoto, Riste de Rucoto Riki, Catera Riota de Abrica de Dio, Andra Brici, Ruha Bababa, Shatra Briki C. De, E. Rucoto Brice de Ishan de Brucoto Brici de Bru, Raca de Brice de Brucoto Brice de Brisa, Rala de Dio Sundra Brice de Dio Sutrobri. Yarricoto brisce della ricca di Dio sottorabri, erre le dio sottorabri, bebebebebebe, sottorabri, che di Dio sottorabri. Ricca di Dio. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we lift up to you all those circumstances where we got shafted. We had a fast, Father, for justice to be done in our lives where unjust injustice had taken place. We contracted someone to work for us and to do a certain job with excellence, and we got shafted. So, Father, we lift every occasion, every such occasion to you. Hallelujah. Father, some of them need their license removed and revoked in Jesus' name, because they are not fit to have a license to do what they claim that they can do. In the name of Jesus, we lift that to you and we ask for your judgment in Jesus' name. Rula la dio sunde de brisha de la bruca baba baba shoto robri. Resa la dio suto rorekisa bebe 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 baba oto robrisa. Erra la dio sunde de brisha de la dio suto robri. Many of them fail to do what they know is right. The Bible says, if you know to do right and you do it not, it is sin to you. Rula la dio sunde de brisha de la bruca de dio suto robri. Erra la dio sunde de brisha de la bruca de dio. Risa la dio suto robri ke de dio suto robri. Rika se de brisha de la dio. They promise something, but they do not keep their word. Randa la bruca de dio suto. We're calling for the judgment, Father. In the name of Jesus, we cry out to the righteous judge. We call for your judgments in the earth in the name of Jesus. Rula la dio sunde de brisha de la bruca de dio. Rula la dio sunde de brisha de la bruca de dio sota la bri. Ir rishunde de brosa de dio sota la brisa. Yarro cohare de dio sota la brisa da rugusa. Yarro gisa da rikisa de la brosa la dio sota la riki de diai. Risa la dio sota la brisa de sota la briki de. Tulla la dio sunde de brisha de la bruca la dio sota la bri. Kede de brasa de la brosa ta. Spying through the computers, spying through the cell phones, spying through electronic devices everywhere. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you, even some of that that is termed legal. It is not legal before the throne of God. It's an invasion of privacy. Through electronic equipment, technology, risa de la dio sota, risa de la brica de dio soto robri, re la dio sunde de brisha de la roco la dio sunde de bri, yerrica de la brisha de, even through social media, roco to robrisa, rende la bruca de dio sunde de brisha de la bruca ta, sha de la bri, riqueza de la brisha de la brica de dio sunde de bri, rola la dio sunde de brisha, kill switches in vehicles, rende la bruca de dio su. Andra brisa de yosunda, baba babasha. Irrisite, risata, risa de la bruca, le dios de la brisa tarara. Rusa de diosunda de brisa de la bruca de diosunda de brisa. Risa de la bruca de diosunda robusto de la bricia. Shanda la bruca de diosunda de brisa de la bruca de dia. Risa de la bruca de dia. And you may not live close to us in the name of Jesus. We put you out. We evict you in the name of Jesus Christ. We evict you in the name of Jesus Christ. We evict you in the name of Jesus Christ. Erigisa tarabru, risa tarabruka de diosun tarabreka de dioso tarabre, risa tarabruka torobrishen de brisa tarabre, risa tarabiosun de brisa tarabruka de brisa tarabreke, ahala le diosuta, risa tarabruka tarabiosun de brisa tarabrusha tarabreke, rusa tarabiosuta rabbe. Lord, keep us far from evil persons and their evil works. Erlede diosuta, risa tarabruka de brisa de diosunda. Ima mama mashon de abrike de diosun de abrike de diosuta. Shar guso to robrisa de abrike de diwarukutara. Rige de abrusha le diosun de arike le diosuta de abrisa de abruka. Erise de abrisa de abruko. Lord, we cover ourselves, our property, with the blood of Jesus. We cover our tax return. Hey, shadada diosa. We cover our tax returns with the blood of Jesus. We take authority over all the demons of the night, bad dreams, night dream, nightmares, sex dreams, any ungodly dreams. Anyone astral projecting into our dreams, anything trying to get into our dreams, anything we've been fed in our dreams, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. We command them to stay far away from us. The wall of fire is between us and them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for your giant warring angels protecting us day and night and our property. And we release Psalm 91 over everyone. Hallelujah. We pull out all the fiery darts, pins, needles, spear, all voodoo, all hexes, sent to any one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the work of every witch, warlock, sorcerer, diviner, and pagan in our neighborhoods in Jesus' name. We bind their wickedness in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves free from ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and any other form of agreement from the demonic realm. Any witchcraft sent to us by anyone in our neighborhood, it's returned from whence it came in the name of Jesus Christ. Rula la diosuta rikisa de la brisata, ruka de la brisha. We break down and destroy walls of protection around shamans, nanobots, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, and divinators, and pagans in Jesus' name. We break the power of the curses, the hexes, the love spells, the vexes, the designs, the charms, the fetishes, all the psychic thoughts and prayers, the voodoo, the magic, the mind control, all the death bewitchments, potions, psychic power, psychic warfare, pain, torment, all candle burning and incense and incantations and chantings and channelings and root works, crystals, tribal rituals, and sin. Whatever is done in wickedness, we send it back to Cain in Jesus' holy name. And we cover every one of us, Father, in the holy blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Lamb of God. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, and we give you praise, Lord. The Bible says that evil men and seducers wax worse and worse. Well, Lord, we put them in your hands for you to deal with them according to your will, in Jesus' holy name. So tonight, saints, our featured psalm for this service is Psalm 30, Psalm 30. And our verse for meditation
is from 2 Chronicles and verse 27. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 27. Our featured ebook is Deliverance Spirit Spells Bible Study, and we encourage you to get it. It's about magic power. Amen? Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. That's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. So tonight, Saints, we're going to talk about a very interesting subject. Amen? Amen. God says, shout for joy. Shout for joy. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. The joy and the peace come in believing God and his word, that ye may abound in hope, power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it says in the book of Acts that the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. We're disciples. We should be filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. So let's get started, shall we? In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26, for God giveth to man, God giveth to man that is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. Well, you say, well, I don't have too much wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Well, that means you need to go back to the beginning of the verse for the qualification. God giveth to a man that is good in his sight. You might want to talk to the Lord about becoming good in his sight. Because to those, he gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. God gives us wisdom instead of foolishness. God gives us wisdom instead of foolishness. Now, some of us are too interested in the foolishness of this world. We grew up that way, and we have not yet understood that it is not pleasing to the Lord. So we still play around with it. But I want to encourage you to rethink that, and I want you to reevaluate that in light of Scripture. Because God finds no pleasure in none. He says that several times throughout the word. So he gives us wisdom instead of foolishness. He gives us knowledge to replace ignorance. He gives us knowledge to replace ignorance. And he gives us joy to overcome sorrow and misfortune. Amen? In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Now, there are some of us that don't understand this verse yet. We think because we ask God for something on Monday, we should surely have it by Saturday. But that's not what the word says. The word says to everything there is a season. There's a season for it. And so you may have to wait longer than you expect because You have to be in the right season for this, whatever that might be. And a time, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So, because you ask God for it on Monday, doesn't mean that you're going to automatically have it on Tuesday. Amen? There's order in God's kingdom. In verse 4, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4, there's a time to weep and there's a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn and there's a time to dance. Well, you see, God has made room for everything that we need to do. Yes, there is a time to weep. Pray with every saint and their families whenever they lose a loved one or a friend or even a pet. We rejoice with those that are rejoicing, and we show compassion and consolation to those that are in mourning. We love them. We understand their plight because many of us have experienced it. Amen? And so we accompany them in prayers and in love. They journey through that situation. Amen? Amen. Yes, there is a time for joy and dancing in God's kingdom. Yes, in God's kingdom, we rejoice and dance before his throne, for he has made everything beautiful in its time. He's made everything beautiful in its time. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, we read, Romans chapter 14, verse 17, kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Amen. I know you thought it was when you went to the grocery store, but that's not the case. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. And tonight the Lord wants us to shout for joy. Now, yes, it is very painful when we lose a loved one. But if they have gone to be with the Lord, we should rejoice at their transition and graduation. They cannot know pain or sorrow ever again. Amen. They've transitioned to the place where God's people are, then that is an honor and a tribute to them. Amen? Amen. The presence of the Holy Spirit brings joy. Yes, there is joy in the Spirit of God. Psalm 16, verse 11, speaks to us. Psalm 16, verse 11, speaks to us. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Well, what does that mean? That God will show us what to do when we need to know what to do. We can depend on him to do that. When we meet perplexing situations and we don't know what to do, God will show us what to do. Amen. If we're uncertain, God will direct us to the scripture if we ask him to. If we're uncertain, we say, Father, I need your word on this. I need scriptures on this. And God will provide. Amen. We get in trouble when we do not do Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. That's when we get into trouble, when we don't wait to hear what God has to say about a situation. We just jump off and decide to do what we think we ought to do. When we don't allow God to lead us and we decide we can do it ourselves. It's just a small matter. I can decide this. Well, maybe not. Maybe not at all. It is the truth. God does show and reveal to his people the path that leads us to life, because in his presence is fullness of joy, overflowing joy, and great abundance without ceasing. Exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. That much joy. God doesn't run out of joy. Not at all. We're having problems with our supply chain. Well, God's not having a problem with his supply chain of joy. If you're having difficulty, joy in your life, then the problem is on your end. It's not on God's end. He's not experiencing difficulty of that nature. Joy that overtakes your entire being. Joy that overtakes your entire being. Joy that gushes out of all your pores and spreads to others. Joy that gushes out of all your pores, it seems, all your pores, and spreads to others. Joy, pure, holy exuberance without restraint, full of life, God's life, triumphant jubilation. Jesus, Jesus, and more Jesus. Pleasures forevermore. The fruit of the Spirit of God in your life is the joy of Jesus. That's right. The fruit of the Spirit of God in your life is the joy of Jesus. Joy is found in the Holy Spirit. In his joy, we are satisfied, flowing in peace, and victorious in Christ. Saints, let us wake up to the emptiness of material things. That enthusiasm, as fun as it can be, is short-lived. When the glitter wears off, we feel let down, but not with the joy of the Lord. The Holy Spirit brings joy as you endure your most difficult and fiery trial. You see, joy is very much different from happiness. Happiness is pretty much dependent upon happenings. But joy comes in spite of outward circumstances. Joy comes in relationship to God, because he is the source of all true joy. So let's take a look at Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, and we're going to begin with verse 12. Acts chapter 5, beginning with verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them. But the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. That's something we're believing for in this ministry. For multitudes more to be added to the Lord. Amen? Amen. You're wondering what to pray for? You can pray for that. So here we have a situation where the apostles were going forth with the ministry. They were doing signs and wonders. And those that had begun to believe were afraid to be seen with them, to be closely associated with them because of the religious order of the day, because of the Jews, because of the Pharisees and Sadducees. But the people magnified them. The people were happy. The people had had enough of the oppression that was offered by the Jews in the synagogue. They were looking for freedom. They were looking for healings. They were looking for deliverances. They were looking for peace and satisfaction. And that wasn't necessarily being offered to them by the Jewish leadership. Insomuch they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing might overshadow some of them. That's how desperate these people were to be healed. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. They were healed every single one. So then the high priest rose up with all the indignation and jealousy that he could find, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees. They were filled with indignation. They were really upset, highly upset. And they laid their hands on the apostles' common prison. Now here you have the apostles out there praying for the sick, casting demons out of people, helping the people. And so the people are no longer following with the Sadducees. They're running after the apostles because the apostles have what they need. So they decide to put an end to this. So they put the apostles in prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors. Really? Yes, right there. So you need to understand that our God opens prison doors and sets captives free. And brought them and said, go and stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Go tell them what Jesus said. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and talked. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. See, they put them in the prison, and they were certain they were still there, but they were wrong. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. In other words, what's going to happen? These people are turning all of Jerusalem upside down. with this whatever it is they're doing about some Jesus of Nazareth, and they claim we killed him. So they are in an uproar. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. They were highly disturbed. But you know, when Jesus was walking the earth and he was in the temple on the Sabbath day, and there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity and couldn't hold herself up, but she was bowed over, he healed her, and they found fault with him. So that's who these people really are. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence. For they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. So they went and got the apostles where they were in the temple preaching to the people and teaching them, but they didn't harass them this time, you see, because they were afraid that the people would start picking up stones and stoning them to death. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, with your teaching, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Well, no. That man's blood, Jesus Christ's blood, they were already charged with that. They said, let it be upon us and upon our children. Verse 29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. We ought to obey God rather than men. Saints, when you come to the place in your life where this scripture needs to be walked out, walk it out in faith. Don't be hesitant and don't back down. Walk it out in faith. Almost every true Christian gets an opportunity to walk this out at some level in their lives. When it comes to you, walk it out in boldness and walk it out in faith in Jesus' name. Verse 30, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. They're talking to the council here. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Whom God hath given to them that obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart. They were severely convicted, and they didn't like it. How do you know? Because they took counsel to slay them. Once the truth came out to them and their hearts were really convicted, they felt the conviction of the Holy Ghost, they were raised in indignation, and they couldn't think of but one thing, and that's to kill the apostles. You've seen things like this on television over in the Middle East. Christians, soldiers, they lined them up on their knees and they cut all their heads off. They called them infidels. So you see, that spirit is still in the earth. Verse 34. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. In other words, they asked them to step out a few minutes so he could talk to the council. And he said unto them, ye men of Israel, Take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Thaddeus, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to nothing. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. It'll come to nothing. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. If it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, well, what did they beat them for? They wanted to show that they still had power, still had control, because there was no reason to beat them. They commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council. How did they depart? Rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. That's right. They departed in rejoicing, filled with the joy of the Lord, full exuberance, joy unspeakable and full of glory, rejoicing. This is true joy. When the tough gets going, the joy and strength of the Lord surges in. The joy and the strength of the Lord surges in. This joy will sustain your forward momentum in the midst of threats and even violence. How do you know? Because in verse 42, it says, and daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. So what the council did, what the high priest did, only compelled them more to do what they were called to do. I think about the true civil rights movement in the U.S., which progressed from my early childhood through my early adult years. The late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and his fellow ministers were always being threatened, intimidated, and running the risk of being murdered and left for dead. Well, you know, that happened to many people. He was assassinated. Medgar Evers was assassinated. Many persons were assassinated. Persons were murdered. Some people were buried alive. I know there are some of you that don't know much about that history, but it's a part of American history. And it's real and it's true. Amen? There were persons that were buried alive because they were a part of the civil rights movement. They were young college students. Amen. So, you see, there's always a spirit that wants to fight against the work of God in the earth. There's always a spirit. It's always threatening. It always has violence. It always tells you it'll kill you. It always spies on you. It's always lying. It's always stealing from you. That spirit remains in the earth. Their family members endured phone taps by the government of J. Edgar Hoover and others. They were always being harassed. So you see, Saint, the harassment is supposed to make you afraid and to keep you under control. The harassment is supposed to make you afraid and keep you under control. But if we follow Jesus Christ, just as others have done, we will come out victorious in the end. At some point, justice must come. Jesus is our righteous judge. This joy, the joy of being obedient to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, is what every believer needs. Every believer. In Psalm 16, beginning with verse 8, Psalm 16, beginning with verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. I have set the Lord always before me, before myself. Self is not first, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my joy rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Amen. Psalm 146, verse 5. Psalm 146, verse 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. That's how the apostles felt. Their hope was in the Lord. Amen. Psalm 40, verse 8. Psalm 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yes, thy law is within my heart. Thy law is within my heart. I delight to do thy will. I don't delight to say that I delight to do thy will. I delight in actually performing your will. Amen. Amen. Psalm 128, verse 1. Psalm 128, verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. Psalm 5, verse 11. Psalm 5, verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Rejoice. God is saying we need to rejoice. We need to shout for joy. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. So we're to find our joy in the Lord, not in circumstances, not in material things, not even in human relationships. Our joy is to be found in the Lord our God. Amen. Saints, life can get ugly, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. Shout for joy. Psalm 132, verse 9. Psalm 132, verse 9. Let thy priest be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. So we're commanded to shout for joy, saints. It's not just some idea that Pastor came up with to talk about tonight. No, it's a command from the Lord. Let thy saints shout for joy. Amen? And in verse 16, Psalm 132, verse 16, I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. That's right. We have something to be joyful about. Amen. 35, verse 27. Psalm 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yes, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Yes, shouting for joy, being glad. Psalm 32, verse 11. Psalm 32, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord, saints, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord. Rejoice and shout for joy. That's what we're supposed to do. Psalm 146, we've already talked about. But the Lord says that the man that has him for his help is happy because he places his hope in the Lord. Saints, we need to spend deliberate time in praise and worship before the Lord. Our intentional refocusing on the Lord and away from the trials of this life opens the way for true praise to gush forth from within us. I'll say that again. Our intentional refocusing on the Lord and away from the trials of this life opens the way for true praise to gush forth from within us. Songs of victory and deliverance pour forth from our lips. Our devotion to our God arises. Then we can see from the Lord's point of view. That's right. Then we can see from the Lord's point of view. We can see what he's trying to show us. That's right. Then we can move forward in faith as we do his will. That's right. Then, when we spend time before the throne, shouting for joy, praising his name, worshiping and rejoicing, that's when the change moves in. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Yes, there is more light as we continue to follow the Lord in faithfulness. Proverbs 4, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Amen. Amen. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That's the way it is with the just. The hope that we have in Jesus and the joy of the Lord enable faithful Christians to better withstand difficulties and setbacks. For we are infused with strength when we become weak and worn. That's right. When we obey and do what the Lord is talking about, we can better withstand the difficulties and the setbacks of this life. Why? Because we have become infused with his strength. And we have his strength for the times when we become weak and worn. 31 verse 2. Psalm 31 verse 2. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. So the psalmist is asking the Lord to bend over and listen to him. Listen to his prayer. He's asking for a speedy deliverance. He's asking for the Lord to be his strong rock. Why? He needs strength. For a house of defense. He needs a defense to save him. He's under attack. Amen. Jeremiah 17:7. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. So when we put our trust in the Lord and our hope is in the Lord, we are blessed. We are blessed. God is moving on our behalf, even if we cannot perceive it. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 26. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 26. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It's a good thing that we should hope and quietly wait for God's salvation to appear in our situation. It's a good thing to still ourselves before the Lord. It's a good thing in patience to possess our soul. It's a good thing to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord and to hold on to the hope that we have in his word. That's a good thing to do. We should do it. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. The full assurance of hope unto the end. That you'll be diligent. This is our prayer for you, that you'll hang in there, because God never fails. He's faithful. Amen. Amen. When the children of Israel were in the dryness of the desert, and the soul of the people was much discouraged, they began to murmur against the Lord and to complain against Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die here in the wilderness? Some of them said that. Some of you are in this place right now. You have needs, but it seems hard
for you to get God to answer your prayers. So, since you are disappointed, and you feel let down, you complain, you murmur, you get a wrong attitude, you whine, on and on and on and on. And you're going, I'm so tired, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. Well, there's a remedy for that. Amen? Sometimes part of the remedy is natural. Most times part of the remedy is spiritual. Amen? They said to God and Moses, there is nothing to eat here, nothing out here in this desert, in this barren place, and nothing to drink. And we hate this plain-tasting manna. Because of the difficulty of their journey to God's promises, they got discouraged and gave up. As if what God says really didn't matter anymore. They became faint-hearted and quit trusting God. They were weak in faith and filled with unbelief. You know, there's some people that if God doesn't answer their prayer when they think he ought to answer it, they quit God. Can you imagine that? If God doesn't come when they think he ought to come, they quit God. They just, I'm not following him anymore. I'm not depending on him or trusting him anymore because he let me down. It didn't happen the way I expected. So I'm mad at God, and I don't want to be bothered with him. Mm-hmm. They are weak in faith and filled with unbelief. They became disgusted with God's plan for them and angry with Moses. Is that you? Has that happened to you, saint? They don't understand. So they get angry. Their frustration turns to anger and bitterness because God isn't doing it the way they thought. Mm-hmm. They became disgusted with God's plan for them and angry with Moses. Well, it happens, saints, sometimes. When we get our eyes on the wrong things, it can happen. Are you disgusted with God because you have tried everything we've taught, so you think, and that didn't do it for you? Are you disgusted? Well, in this passage, there may be a key for you. In Numbers chapter 21, verse 16. Numbers chapter 21, verse 16. The Lord led the people in the desert after he brought them out of Egypt to a place called Beer. And it means a well. A well. God told Moses to gather the people, and I will give them water. That's right. Verse 16 reads, and from thence they went to Beer. That is the well whereof the Lord spake unto Moses, gather the people together, and I will give them water. Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
So, saints, the waters of refreshing come from a renewal of hope in the Lord. I'm going to say that again. The waters of refreshing come from a renewal of hope in the Lord. You got to change your disposition. Change your point of view. As we praise the Lord without ceasing, the waters of refreshing break forth as a spring. The people began to sing. Spring up, O well. Sing to the water. Sing ye unto it. Well, what? Is that what they did, Pastor? Yes. The people began to sing. Spring up, O well. Sing to the water. Sing ye unto it. Saints, you can't play around with this. Either you're going to be serious or you're not going to make it on this point. In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, beginning with verse 4, we find a story about a woman who was thirsty and how Jesus handled it. And in verse 4, it says, he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. He took a seat on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, you see, God's still giving. He's in the giving business. If thou knewest the gift of God, who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. He would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou this living water? Where'd you get this living water from? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Saints, some of us need to draw close to this well of life. Perhaps We have wrongly judged our God, as the woman did. But when she changed her attitude and point of view, she saw Jesus as he is, and not just what she thought. She found new life, new joy, and a new beginning. Jesus said that this well was on the inside. On the inside. Yes, he is alive in you. As we rehearse the many blessings that our God has given to us, our hearts overflow in joy, in song, praise, and worship. The people of God shout for joy. They also sing. Psalm 100, verse 1. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Verse 4, Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates giving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. You know, there are people that come to worship service and they don't have thanksgiving on their lips. They have their issues on their mind, but they don't have thanksgiving on their lips. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Rejoice. The Lord is telling us. Psalm 126, verse 5. Psalm 126, verse 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. We reap in joy. Saints, our joy is a part of our witness to the world. Psalm 69, verse 30. Psalm 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. Amen. God rescues us from our poverty, our stubbornness, our rebellion, and our pain. When we realize our wrong, when we repent, and when we humble our heart before him, then we will praise God with our singing. Our thanksgiving will be his praise. Our praise and thanksgiving will please God more than all the work and sacrifice that we do for his kingdom. All who seek for the Lord shall live in joy. All who seek for the Lord shall live in joy. Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah chapter 12, beginning with verse 2.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 12, beginning with verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. That's where you get that refreshing for your thirsty soul. And in that day you shall say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. So, saints, if you want the water of life coming from Jesus, you'll have to sing for it. That's what he says. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 If you want this joy, you must sing for it. If you want this joy, you must sing for it. If you want this joy, you must sing for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. The Lord has spoken. And I hope that you have heard him and understood what he's saying to us. Amen? Brother Bill.
Amen, Pastor. Amen. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that. We have some awesome praise reports tonight, saints. Deborah has a praise report, Deborah L., shortly after posting a prayer that the neighbors turn the music off and stop shouting. Thank you, Lord. This is a holy chat room. Thank you, Lord. Praise you for that. Isn't that awesome, Lord Jesus? Wow. Simon has a praise report. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. In the past 2 months, I've been healing through faith and prayers of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, prayer warriors, for praying along with me. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you. That's wonderful, Lord. The saints are growing. Gina has a praise report. Thank you, Lord. In the midst of 2 storms, there were sizable pauses that allowed me to drive in clear weather on the way home. We had the privilege of watching a rainbow form and connect in the middle. Another rainbow ran alongside it. The earth is filled with your glory. Praise you, Lord. What a wonderful sight. Praise you for that. In Alms has a praise report. Father God, I thank you for the healing you are doing in Peggy's father and for the spiritual walk in you and toward you. I thank you that you have brought the infection way down in his body and they are moving him out of ICU into a regular room. Praise you for that, Lord, for showing yourself strong, for your healing, for your truth. Praise you, Lord, for everything. Praise you, Lord. We just praise you for that. In case this praise, peace is restored to my household. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for solving problems. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We just give you praise for that. Thank you, Lord. Beloved has a praise report. The Lord saved me from over $2,000 in rent over the place that I will be moving into during my employment assignment. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Just praise you, Lord. And KK has a praise report. At times I have sought to humble myself before the Lord. At other times the Lord has humbled me. I give thanks and praise to God for humbling me over the last several days. He let me see where he is calling me to grow and mature, and he allowed me to fail to fall two different times in just a few days so that it was undeniable. It feels like my knees have been buckled. The only way I can stand is if I turn to the Lord for my crutches. Without him, I see I cannot stand on my own two feet. Praise you, Lord, for that. We just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, that you are working on all of us, that we are all growing. Wonderful. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. AEF has a praise report. As I was walking into a parking lot, I felt a sharp pain in my right knee, which made me feel as I was unable to walk any further and needed to limp back to the car. Instead, I sprinkled and applied the blood of Jesus to declare healing over my knee in Jesus' name and canceled any arrow of infirmity fired at my knee. The pain left my knee, and I continued walking normally. I meditated on the verse, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, Lord. You are growing up the saints. You're teaching us how to fight. Praise you for that, Lord. We are all growing. AK has a praise report. This morning I woke up at 6:32. I woke and saw from my bed that there was a supernatural being over NK who was sleeping on the couch, and he had a knife over her. I rubbed my eyes once or twice to see if I was hallucinating, but when I found out I wasn't, I sat bolt upright, turned on the light, and said, "Don't you go near my mother," and bound it and told it to go away and not to come back. Praise Jesus. That thing got scared and ran away before any harm could be done. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You're raising up the little prayer warriors. Praise you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. And NK has a praise report. We sought God to do things legally in accordance with our roles concerning a bad package, and the Holy Spirit showed AK and I our first step to do. We didn't even have to touch it. Amen. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And Deborah has a praise report. My dog seems to be doing better. I thank you, Father God, for a solution to every prayer in your Bible. There is a solution for deliverance from a burning, fiery furnace to healing a dog. Thank you, Lord, for being God. Your ways are higher than your thoughts, higher than my thoughts. I'm just so grateful for you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. You are God alone, and there's no one else like you. We just give you praise, glory, and honor. These are wonderful praise reports. I just praise you, Lord, that you're growing us all up on our most holy faith. Wonderful, wonderful. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for everything you do for us. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Wow, what wonderful praise reports. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're grateful to have so many wonderful, wonderful testimonies of the saints. And we know that there are more testimonies, and some people have not shared their testimony. But I want to encourage you to share your testimony in Jesus' name. Amen. You never can tell who you'll help if you'll just share your testimony. You know, the Bible says we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we loved our life not unto the death, okay? So we're not ashamed of what Jesus has done for us. Amen? Everybody's growing. We all have to grow. Amen? So give your testimony. You never can tell who's listening that really needs it. They're sitting there listening, waiting for something from God to spur them forward, a word that would uplift them and encourage them, a word to say, see, this is how God did it with so-and-so. He could do that for me. So don't sit back and hold back. Open your mouth. Share your testimony. Get in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room and add your testimony. Amen. Because you know they're being recorded in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go to our guest call-ins. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. That's area code 319-527-6235. And area code 307, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
Anita. Hello.
Yes?
Yes, I would like prayer. We bind all interference in Jesus' name. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I would like to have some prayer. My joy is, it's definitely gone. There's such like this numbness, and you know, I hear, like, I can listen to recast, and I can listen to the word, and I can listen to worship, but it's just like, oh, like, there's just such this numbness and such this, I don't want to say regret over, do you understand what 2021 year, it's not so much, that, but, there's just such a numbness and such a disconnect from the Lord and trying to, it's such a fight to even get back to halfway where I was. And even when I partially test, it's just such a fight. And I'm very tired of that. And also, of course, naturally, there's nothing else I can naturally do about my circumstance here. And he showed me yesterday, of course, there's still the stalking. There's still things that go on. And it's very hard to spiritually concentrate for me with all this going on. It's extremely hard. It's constant. 24/7, and I'm just very, yes, I'm one of those people that are like, Lord, I'm tired, and I need prayer, because, I mean, I can't go back, you know, there's nothing there for me. I understand where he brought me from. It's just like, I have to be honest, I need to have faith to see that, you know, hey, he's going to do what he said he would do, because right now I'm just keeping it real. It's so hard for me to see it. It's so hard to see that everything you showed me, Lord, that you're going to do it. And I'm just going to be honest. I'm not going to lie here. It's very hard because I'm dealing with the natural, with just, these are just wicked people. You know, there's a difference of being unsaved and wicked. No, these are just straight wicked people, you know, and it's constantly stop at nothing. And I am really broken down from, I'm telling you, I'm like, it's just, I have to be honest, just like how you feel like abused. That's the word to, use. And you know, I don't want to hate, but it's so hard. I want to be honest here. It's just so hard. It's extremely hard, because I know the wickedness that was done, and it's just like, here, you get away with it. You just, you know, it's just like naturally. You get just a pass on everything. You've crimes. And I need the mercy of Jesus Christ for my own self, because I feel like I'm in a spiritual place where I am like really, I'm really like, I don't know, just about to walk away. And I know, how could you walk away after he saved your life, after he's done all these things? There's literally hundreds of things that he's literally done physically, naturally, spiritually for me. I know it. And I don't know how to get out of it. And I need prayer. I did something today, and I know it's witchcraft. No, my application is not even found in the system. Every time I'm touching something, every time it's just over, I am literally tired of it. I'm just so, I asked Jesus, why do you allow this to go on? I know you have the power to end it. And I had to tell the Lord, I'm pissed, Lord. I said, I'm mad at you. I said, but I do will to forgive you. And I am being honest, and I don't know if there's something, I know there's something in me, I don't know, bitterness, unforgiveness on my own end. But I'm like, Lord, you know, I just need prayer for my own self, because I don't want to hate these people. I don't want to hate them. But it's very hard. I'll tell you, it's the hardest thing I've ever done not to hate this individual. I'll be honest. It's one of the hardest things not to hate this individual, and to really not, after everything that has happened. So I need prayer, because I don't want to be where I am going to hell, and I don't want to be where I have resentment against this ministry and resentment against people, and they come up in the chat room, and I'm mad because I'm like, well, look at me, you know, but it's wrong for me to be like that. You understand? I have to take responsibility for my sin and my life and my situation, and everybody's warfare is different. And I've gotten very angry and just so bitter from this, because it's just, this is an ongoing, you know, situation. And I think I've really lost hope, and I can't see a way out. And he, you know, the Lord just told me the other day, he told me the end has come. And I'm just like, well, you've said that for a year. You've said that, you know, that's the wrong attitude. I don't know how to get past. I don't know how to get past it. I know I'm wrong. And I don't know how to get out of spiritually, you know, what I'm in. Because when I was there, it was different, because there was warfare. There was natural things going on. Where, I mean, honestly, I should have been dead. Natural things, abuse, spiritual things, foolishness, all sorts of stuff. But because the level of warfare wasn't the way it is, because I was still there, the enemy wanted me to backslide. But so now it's there's just a complete different level of, you know, what's going on, and it just, I'm not where I need to be. I already know that, but I don't know how to get out of what I'm in spiritually. And I'm asking for prayer, because there's nothing else. There's nothing else I can literally do about this situation.
All right. We'll pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your throne with our sister. And yes, it is true, Lord, that her warfare is more difficult than most people's warfare will ever be in their entire life. Yes, she has contributed over the years to this issue. She acknowledges her fault before you and has confessed. But Lord, Jesus hung on the cross for all of this, for every feeling, for every temptation, for every bitterness, for every hurt, for every wound, for every assault, for every injustice. You died for it all, Lord. And you said, it is finished. So, Lord, tonight, our sister stands at the foot of the cross, and she exchanges with you those bitternesses and those hurts and those wounds and those injustices and the hopelessness and the despair and the oppression and the depression and the anguish and the warfare with you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Lord, for healing her heart and her emotions. Lord, Job felt this way when he said to you, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job said he didn't understand about the devil and what the devil could do. He thought it was you instead of the devil. But he said, though you slay him, yet he would trust you. Lord, help our sister to trust you, time of struggle. Help her to trust you in this time of temptation and pain and sorrow. Help her to trust you beyond her human knowledge, because Abraham did it. Abraham did it. He trusted beyond hope. He made a decision that in spite of the circumstances, in spite of himself being old and no longer having sexual function, in spite of Sarah being old and being barren her whole life, you promised them a child of their own body, and he believed you. He decided that he was going to believe you and he was going to hold on no matter what happened. We ask, Father, that you release this grace to our sister. Woo! Lord, the Bible speaks of saints, the early church, who did not receive deliverance, they believed for a better place and a better outcome. They lived in caves. They didn't have food. They didn't have the basic necessities of life, but they wouldn't let go of you no matter what it cost them. Lord, we ask that you release this grace to our sister. Release your mercy to her, Lord. and do her with the faith that she needs, Lord, to stand. We take authority, dominion, and power over the wickedness of the devil in Jesus' name, and we send his wickedness right back to him in Jesus' name. We send every wicked deed that he has done to her back on his own head in the name of Jesus Christ. We know, Lord, the outcome because you have told us the outcome. And we know that you are faithful and that your word is true. But our sister has never faced any temptation like this before. Nonetheless, you say and you promise to us that with the temptation, you will make a way of escape so that we are able to bear it. So, Father, we ask that you answer that prayer and fulfill that blessing to our sister in Jesus' name. We ask that you send her encouragement. Help her to refocus, Lord, from the things that are happening in the natural to the word that you have given. We send every attack back. Every attack must go back now in the name of Jesus. Devil, this is enough. This is enough. We send your wickedness back to you now, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. All of it, every bit of it, every attack must go back. Every attack, every attack, every attack must go back. Every attack, every single discouragement, every temptation to sin, every attack, every attack, every attack must go back. It must go back now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack, every single attack, the attacks in the night, the attacks in the day, the attacks while awake, the attacks while asleep. They all must go back. All of them. 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 Every attack. Every attack. Every attack. Every attack. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack. All of it. Every attack. Every attack from the beginning until now. Every attack from the time Dr. Pat prayed for her the first time until now, every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack to steal her breath, every attack to cripple her body, every attack against her mind, every attack against her spirit, every attack against her private, every attack, every attack, every attack against her finances, every attack against her esteem, every attack against her mind, every attack against her heart, we command you to go back. Every attack against her spirit, we command you to go back in Jesus' name. Go back. Go back. Go back now in Jesus' name. Go back. Go back where you came from. And do what you came to do to her where you're going. We forbid you to ever return again. We forbid all reinforcements in the name of Jesus. We boomerang back every single thing that's been done against her in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Esha rugunda recite da bre. Si bababasha nda rugoho lelelea. Rike de da brusha la reviosa ta da broca de rasa ta da broike. Isha broken no more in Jesus' name. Broken no more. There is lifting up. Lord, Pat Holiday and I agreed. We agreed many years ago We thank you for the prayer of name before your throne. There is lifting up in the Lord. In the Lord. There is lifting up in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Now take a deep breath and release your prayer language. Spray yourself. God bless. We love you.
Thank
We're
you.
Still praying.
Love you too.
Amen. Amen. Area code 240. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Professor Sabrina?
Yes.
Good evening.
Go ahead.
I didn't really touch the phone, but I don't know what the Lord wants me to say. But I think I had a dream, and actually I wanted to send it to you, but I don't know if I should say it right now. Maybe I should. I don't know. So is that okay if I say it?
Yes. If the Lord allows, then speak.
Yeah. Well, I didn't touch the phone, so it said I was in the queue. So I'm like, Lord, I didn't even touch it. So it's not completely like cleaned up properly, as I, you know, when I receive it, I just write it down. But I did try to talk to the Lord as I was typing it, and I'm not great even in typing. But I want to say it just in case the Lord wanted me to say it, and I don't want to be disobedient. I might as well be wrong, but at least I say, Lord, I thought you did say it. So in Jesus' name. I titled it, like, we'll turn around. Jesus said, in the world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Now, the scripture was found in John 16:33. I wrote it down. It came, and I said, well, I've had that scripture before. And then it was a bus. It was a bus we used. It was not a large one, but like a medium size. And I seemed to be watching what was going on. It passed, and I was shown what was in the bus. Was a woman, there was a song, first of all, in the bus, and there was a woman sitting on the chair, and there were three children around. The woman was not sitting, but laying on the seat of the bus, and she was facing up, and she was crying. There was a song in the atmosphere that was going on, and it sounded like William Murphy's voice or William McDowell, and it was about the song was about salvation, the rock of my salvation. I heard it in the spirit, in the atmosphere of the bus. And there were other women of faith in this bus. There was a particular woman that was sitting next to this mother. She's black, medium height. She's not too thin. And she had packed all her possessions and was moving with the three children. They were smaller children. The Lord will, he said, I could hear the voice. It's like the Lord was saying, the Lord will supper for you a special table in heaven. So I wrote down, I think, Luke 22:16-18. This woman with three children, and I've said about her size and color. I'll come to that one again. She's in the bus laying upside down on the chair, her kid around her. She's crying and saying how she's been bullied. And she's saying, you guys don't understand. So this other, there were other women in the bus as well. And they were, the other three were also in the bus, as I was mentioning. A person, a special person was seated next to her, a quiet nature, has kind of like a nice, shiny top, had a beautiful smile, was smiling. She was like just a mother in her nature, just smiling and saying everything is going to be okay. This mother had her kids in the bus with her, and she laid on the seat with her head facing up crying. This bus had a crowd of women of faith singing songs. Driver was black and had he was kind of like a large person. And they were moving. And so when I saw them moving, I kind of stopped. I waved for them to stop because there were other people by the bus stop. And these other people were people that I knew were in my family. And the bus driver made a U-turn and came back and picked them up. So let me see. As I said, it wasn't completely done nicely. It was as if the bus driver drove on, not seeing there were people waiting. So when I motioned to him, he came back and he made a U-turn and picked up these other people. And so they also had things that they were moving in this bus too, with these other family members. But the bus was full of women of faith. They were in agreement. And the kids were around this mother. But she was really hurt. And Jesus knew that. He'd say it. And then I went near her. And I said to her, I put my hand on her shoulder just to comfort her. And I said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The lady in this wonderful outfit agreed as well. And all the women in the bus were in agreement. Then after I said that to her, I shook her hand. The minute I shook her hand, I could see a black, the size of a quarter, that's really black on one of her palm of her hand. And I was like, what was that? It was like a size of a good size of like a bigger quarter, like that. That was on her hand. And that was something, I don't know if it's witchcraft. I don't know what that was. But that was about it first. I'm so sorry it's not as good as I could have loved to put it in. But there were some points. I don't know whose dream this was. The kids were like they looked to me like they were 7, 5, maybe 2, something like that. And everybody was black in the bus. I'm sorry about that. So that was a dream.
Well, sister,
I also do have, yes, ma'am.
I want to thank you for sharing the dream. It's significant.
Okay. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Oh, that's good. Oh, I'm sorry. There was also a person I thought her name was Mercy, and she was preparing a room for the kids, rearranging. I'm sorry, I forgot to say that. She was a nice person, and she was arranging another room, you know, for the kids, like, you know, putting furniture and rearranging it. I don't know. So that's much about everything. Now, if you wanted to clean it up nicely, but those were the points about that dream. it has bothered me a little bit because I didn't want to be like say this in this manner, but when I didn't touch the phone and it said I was in the queue, then I said, okay, Lord, maybe I should. I was actually shaking and sweating. But also, I have a little prayer request for myself. Also the Lord wanted me to say this last week, but I couldn't do it. Like always, he sent me somebody, a child of mine asked me to go buy her something. She was traveling. Excuse me. So I said, okay, there's a store nearby, so I'll run in and get it for you. And I also needed something for me. Whenever I go to the store, I pick up some. Dr. Pat did say we could use tracks. And she named mm-hmm. which one we should. So I always have them. It starts a conversation for me. And sometimes it makes me do something or somebody. So I pick some and I ran to the store. And then as I was in the store, I said, Lord, where do you want me to place the track? One was actually about a holy night and Christmas and stuff like that. And these tracks, they talk about the Lord. They're in the KJV and all that. So anyway, so I stood there by the, I was going to go to the machine where, I don't know how you call them, where they have these cashiers where I always say somebody can help me. I don't know how to do it. But I did not notice that there was a line and the people were like, hey, ma'am, you can't go in front of us. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't see you guys. And so I moved to the next teller, a cashier, and I stood there. And there was a woman who came behind me, tall, and she was wearing like a black jacket and stuff like that. And she said, hi. And I said, hi. And she said, happy holiday. Merry Christmas. And so we started to talk. And I said, you know, it's about the Lord that we have this holiday. And we started talking and talking and talking about God. And she seemed to know the Lord, too, in a way. But I could feel like the Lord said, no, she's a Mormon or Jehovah's Witness. And so I was telling her about Christmas and the scriptures and, you know, how quickly we can be gone. So I used actually Robert's testimony, Brother Robert, and I said, we could even go tonight. So we pray before we go to sleep, just in case the Lord will come in tonight, you know, and take us home. And she said, oh, my God, I never thought of that. So I showed her the scriptures, and we shared it, and I said, I'm a born-again Christian. And I asked her, have you been to church? She said, as a matter of fact, I've never been to church. So I shared with her all the scary scriptures about the Lord coming. It may be tonight, so make yourself ready. So after I did that, the Lord said, dig in some scriptures and give her some of those tracts. So I said, here, help yourself to some of this. So I gave her three. And I said, just make sure you read them. But remember, you may come tonight, so be ready and give your heart again to the Lord. So that was one of them. My daughter, I have a family right now. They have C-19, their COVID. They've taken the shot. That's one of my favorite daughters. She's always, you know, about mommy, and she loves me, and she takes good care of me, make sure that I got everything. And her kids are sick, all of them. So she asked me for prayer tonight, and I did pray for her, and I'm always telling her about the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's pretty much how I guess I wanted to share that. God is good.
Well,
and I want to thank you, Pastor. I want to thank you, Pastor, as well, about my breathing and about my thyroid. I have not suffered at all. I have not been having any issues at all, and I was just going to say, thank you so much. I feel like I'm able to balance again and be able to hear the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Father, we lift up her daughters to you and her family. We ask that you continue the work that you have begun and perfect the things that concern them. We thank you for giving her the dream, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for opening it up to us even further. We thank you for the pearls of wisdom that are found in it, for the truth and the power that is released. So we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. And we thank you for speaking to us through your servant in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And everybody said amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you,
Father.
Bless you.
Bless you. God bless you. Amen. Tonight, saints, we're going to, let's see if I can find them now. Here they are. Okay. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the following. U.S. President Joe Biden said he would agree to impose new travel rules for the unvaccinated should his medical team advise it after the White House most senior COVID official suggested the move would be reasonable. About the restrictions on Tuesday, Biden told reporters that he would make a decision when I get a recommendation from the medical team, according to The Hill. While the president previously said he would wait for guidance from the scientific community before moving ahead with any new rules, he told ABC News last week, so far the recommendation I've gotten is that they are not necessary. On Monday, however, Biden's top corona advisor, Mr. Fauci, suggested otherwise, telling MSNBC that vaccine requirements for domestic travel would be reasonable to consider, but noting that such a decision was unlikely to be made soon. When you make a vaccination a requirement, that's another incentive to get more people vaccinated, Fauci said. If you want to do that with domestic flights, I think that's something that seriously should be considered. I seriously think that the Lord should judge Mr. Fauci. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning many healthcare workers who were once hailed as heroes for working throughout the pandemic now settle into the holiday season without jobs because of their personal medical decisions. In North Carolina, Carlton D. Hart was working as an advanced heart failure coordinator nurse for the Presbyterian Medical Center in Charlotte when she was fired in September for not meeting the deadline to get vaccinated for the Chinese Communist Party virus. Because DeHart was undergoing fertility treatment, she decided against it, adding that she did not feel comfortable adding a not long tested unknown into my body, she said. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the continual move of persons involved in witchcraft into the political arena. They are working powers to bring entire communities, counties, and cities under occult bondage. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the continual establishment by local officials of liquor stores in oppressed communities. These same communities are also food deserts. However, the local officials continue to prove more liquor stores than grocery stores, even two or more within a one-mile radius. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning food and supply shortages invoked by the pandemic, harassments of persons in the trucking industry, and all shortages promoted by the pandemic, the breakdown of civilized society through draconian laws, regulations, mandates, and their promotion by the corporate-owned and controlled news media. So we lift these things before the Lord, and we ask him to make a ruling and a judgment and intervene according to the word of God. Amen? Amen. So, Brother Marshall, we are ready.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for making us ready, Lord. Thank you for changing us all from glory to glory. As we gaze into your glorious face, Lord, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, we know the heart of man is desperately wicked, and who can know it? But we thank you, Lord, for purifying our hearts by faith as we have turned from, and we continue to turn from all those wicked ways that have controlled us in the past, entertaining any anxious thoughts for tomorrow, entertaining spirits of resentment and bitterness, and entertaining spirits of pride and presumption. So, Father, as we repent and renounce, and for our forefathers as well, and for our ancestors, Father, we ask you to forgive us and deliver us, including the horror of murdering children, Father God, by the millions and with the abortion situation, Father God. Ask the people making sacrifices of human babies to Satan, Father. We ask you, Father, to deliver us. And those that have made sacrifices of their children, child sacrifices by the jab, Father God, we ask you to send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction, draw many to the Lord Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for doing so. You said in your word in Psalm 79, and I thank you for hearing these prayers and the request, Father God, that Pastor Sabrina has just read. And you said in Psalm 79:9, help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. And we thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your name. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We bless you out of the house of the Lord. And render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosoms their reproach wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. And every witchcraft curse sent against each and every one of us, and all those we've been interceding for, and all those concerning this tyranny, every vestige and form of tyranny, whatever you type of tyranny you want to call it, whether you want to call it fascism or communism, every ungodly witchcraft curse, we return at least several on the heads of spirits that send them. Do those spirits intend to do us in Jesus' name, not only according to Psalm 79:12, according to Proverbs 6:30-31, even as, Lord, you are revealing what's really going on, according to Luke 12:2 and Luke, kind of a set about 8:17, and according to kind of a set about Matthew, kind of a set about 10. 10:26 in Jesus' name. You said, ask, and you shall receive. We're asking, Father, do you uncover what the enemy's doing? You said to us, Jesus speaking, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. So we thank you for exposing what the enemy's been doing, Father God, and we thank you for changing us and purifying our hearts by faith. Faith in what? Faith in the blood of Jesus. What sanctifies us? Well, we're sanctified by the Spirit as we drink into one Spirit. And it says in Hebrews 13:12, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered. And Lord Jesus, we know you are the door, just like it says in John 10:7-9. You are the only way to heaven. There's no other way to heaven. There's no other name given to men under heaven whereby we must be saved, like it says in Acts chapter 4. Kind of around verse 10 and 12 in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we take the battle to the gate, even as it is written in your word. You said in Genesis 22:17, the Lord speaking unto Father Abraham, because he was obedient to the Lord, even though it looked totally opposite to what he would normally do, that in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thy seed. And the ultimate seed of Father Abraham is Jesus. Thy seed, in chapter 1 of Matthew 1, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And Jesus, you are that seed that crushed the head of the serpent. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, even according to Genesis 3:15. And we thank you, Lord, we take the battle to the gate. And Jesus, you are that gate. We don't exalt our gate. No, we take the battle to the gate, the blood of Jesus. When we have the blood on our lips, we have his name, I am that I am, written on our lips. And Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. And it is written in Isaiah 28:6, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. It's not by human might or human power, Lord. It's by your Spirit. And we're all your children by faith in your blood covenant. And even as it is written in Psalm 127, verse 5, happy is the man that hath this quiver full of them. Lots of children. God has lots of children. They shall not be ashamed. We will not be ashamed. But they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. The Lord Jesus Christ is the door, the gate. You, Satan, are bound. All your underlings are perpetually bound. Every mind-blinding spirit, every spirit of tyranny, communism, fascism, every ungodly ism, every unclean spirit, every spirit of pedophilia, every spirit of blackmail, every spirit of ungodly fear, every ungodly stinking spirit are perpetually, continually bound, including all spirits coming against the members of the body of Christ. It is written, touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm. The anointing removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy because of the blood of the covenant, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Most High God. You, Satan, are perpetually continuing the amount. No further flow of power communication from the demons in the second heavens, the bush, to in the deep. To all those we have, are, and will be in this scene for, including all those from the so-called Biden regime, in Jesus' name, including this fellow Anthony Fauci and all other people serving Satan, are perpetually bound. You, Satan, and all your underlings, all your little ministers are bound in Jesus' name. Every lying spirit of false health, every lying spirit of false science, science falsely so-called, are bound and gagged in Jesus' name. Every ungodly spirit of mass insanity, mass hypnotism are bound in Jesus' name. Because of the blood of the covenant. And Jesus says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And that's in the name above all names, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All power in heaven and earth, as is written in Matthew 28:18. Matthew 28:18, Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, and is joint heirs with Christ, as it is written, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7, and is written in Matthew 8:15 and following, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, then we may be also glorified together. Praise the Lord. So Satan, you're bound, all your underlings are bound, trying to affect this nation and every nation through lockdowns, through ungodly control and limitations. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You, every spirit of contrary to the liberty of the Most High God, are bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of combustion and mind control are bound. Every mind controlling spirit about all thoughts continually captive and subject to the complete obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We cast down and bind every spirit, every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Every spirit of Leviathan is bound, heads and tails cut off. Every spirit of idolatry, Kundalini is bound, heads and tails cut off, descaled, thrust in individual cages, continually bound and gagged in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, more with us than with them. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth around about them, that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. And thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name. Jesus says, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Thank you, Father, for keeping us by your own name. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus in your name. Thank you for the privilege of being baptized in the name, singular, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And the government's on your shoulders, Lord Jesus. You have all power in heaven and earth, and you do. And in honor of our dear sister, Sister Marla, she loved this scripture. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, which also in the Hebrew is Pele, which means secret. And he that dwelleth in the secret place, and that's where we dwell. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus. You made peace by the blood of your cross, and we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We don't love our natural lives anywhere near as much as we love Jesus, who gave us all for us. He said, I must water pour forth in Psalm 22:14. Water pour forth. We thank you for the rock that followed the manna. We thank you for you provided the Israelites, even in the desert. Their shoes didn't even wear out. Their feet didn't swell. And they were wandering around for 40 years, Father. But you kept them in spite of the fact that they forgot to keep circumcising their children at 8 days, because that's the covenant they had with them. But, Lord, we're not going to forget the covenant we have with you. We fix our eyes on Jesus, that little red cup of juice, little red cup of wine, and we say, oh, what did he do for me? Oh, he gave us all for me. Who is he? Oh, he's just the creator of heaven and earth. What did he do for me? He gave everything. His life, the life of the flesh, is in the blood. And I've given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. Thank you for making atonement for all of our souls. For Sabrina Sessions' soul and her family members, for Bill Pringle and his family, for Sister Marla and her family, for all the children of the Most High God, as we turn from the old ways. And we know the enemy comes to wear us out. The Lord told us he would try to do that in Daniel. He said he tries to wear out the saints. But we don't rely on our own strength, because he told us to seek the Lord and his strength, to seek his face continually, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not our strength. Because Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. We thank you for KK's testimony today and all the testimonies. We thank you for the testimonies that we overcome the accuser of the brethren by. We thank you for intervening, Father God, for this worker and all those in the medical industry who have lost their jobs temporarily because of the so-called mandates, which have no legal basis, which also are not beneficial for the human body. We thank you, Father God, for waking up the sleeping giant, not just in the secular and concerning the medical community, but in every, especially the body of Christ. We thank you for waking up the people, not just politically, but in the body of Christ, not just in this country, not just the United States, and not just in Canada, every nation, not just New Zealand, and not just in the United Kingdom, and not just in Australia, Father God, every nation. We thank you for the many people in France and in Austria, and many people raising up and saying, no more to this nonsense. A little child can just say, "Want my diaper changed? I want to stay in my poopies." So if we can say no, I want to stay dirty, we can say no, we want to stay in the blood of Jesus. He washes us from the filth of this world. We thank you for washing us from our sins, Lord. We thank you for extravagant grace for Carlton DeHart, who's working at Novant Health Presbyterian Medical Center in Charlotte. We thank you for providing all of her needs. Ask you to teach her, Lord. It's not just about an untested, unknown thing into her body. It's not her body. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of what know you not? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Everything belongs to you, Lord. We're not our own. And for those people who think they're believers, maybe many of them are. They just thought it was a medical procedure. They didn't know. Maybe they haven't read the end of Revelation 13 and on about the 666 and about they want to put marks in people and all of that, and they can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Father, wake up the body of Christ very, very quickly. We thank you for waking up the sleeping giant, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory. You said, ask. And Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And you said, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done of my Father, which is in heaven, in Jesus' name. And it is written in Ephesians 5:14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. We thank you for the glorious light of liberty, the children of God. Thank you for that light, Father. We thank you for asking to pour forth your light, your spirit afresh. We thank you for doing so, Father God. And all those in the medical area, in every area, Father God, and particularly the body of Christ, to wake them up from their mesmerizing, hypnotizing spirit. In Jesus' name, we request your adjudication in every one of these areas. And we know that you're their judge. Everything's going to be judged by you, Lord Jesus. We ask for your adjudication, Father God, of the righteous judge concerning the continual moves of persons involved in witchcraft into the political arena and every other area, including corporations in every other area that are working powers to bring entire communities, countries, and cities under occult bondage. We ask for your divine intervention and adjudication and deliverance, Father God. You said in Joel 2:32, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We ask you to deliver us all. And you said in Acts 2:21, but whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word there, saved, in the Greek is sozo. Saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. And we ask you to do so. And Jesus said, and he can't lie, because he's God the Word, and you can't lie. And Jesus only spoke your words. And Jesus said, if two of you on earth agree to touch anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. We thank you, Lord. We want to bring you joy. We thank you for giving us the kingdom. You said, fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Well, where's the kingdom? The kingdom is within. Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, for anointing the Lord Jesus with the oil of gladness above his fellows. And the oil ran down from Aaron's beard. Aaron was the high priest. Jesus is our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And the oil ran down from Aaron's beard even to all of his skirt, even to his garment. And we're all members of that one body, the body of Christ. We thank you for pouring forth that anointing, that oil, Father, fresh oil, fresh anointing. We thank you for the privilege of sucking oil in with a flinty rock. We thank you for the privilege of drinking the one spirit with you, Lord. We ask for your purification from everyone who is better, including the wife of Christ, Father God, concerning the continual establishment by local officials of liquor stores where they need more food outlets, Father God. We ask for your adjudication, Father God, on every one of these things, trying to get food.
Because we know
how you loved me so much that you died on Calvary.
We know you give an opportunity to those
who are not
going
to
be
able to do that. You're still Lord to me.
You're
still
Thank you.